The explosions in Lebanese capital Beirut have left at least 100 people dead and over 4,000 others injured. Two huge blasts rocked Port of Beirut on Tuesday, shaking buildings all over the city. Primary information reveals that ammonium nitrate stored in a warehouse at the port for 6 years may have caused the explosions. Rescuers are still looking for survivors through the rubble. The country's Higher Defense Council has proposed the declaration of a state of emergency in the city for 2 weeks. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of condolence to his Lebanese counterpart, Michel Aoun, over the deadly explosions. Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China is ready to enter into candid and effective consultation with the United States and make cool-headed and sensible response to the impulsive moves and anxiety of the U.S. side. He says the U.S. move to turn China into an adversary is a fundamental strategic miscalculation. The minister also suggests that the U.S. learn how to get along with different systems and civilizations and adapt itself to peaceful coexistence. China has lodged stern representations with the United States over an upcoming visit by Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar to Taiwan. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin reiterates Beijing's opposition to all forms of official contacts between Washington and Taipei.
We urge the U.S. side to abide by the One China principle and the provisions of the three China-U.S. joint communiques, stopping all forms of official contacts with Taiwan, handling Taiwan-related issues prudently and properly, and refraining from sending any wrong signals to the Taiwan independence forces.
The spokesman also says that any attempts to ignore, deny, or challenge the One China principle will fail. A Chinese health official says the rapid expansion of COVID-19 cases in Urumqi and Dalian has been contained effectively. Experts are working to isolate the virus and confirm its genome sequence. Over 700 cases have been confirmed since last month in the two cities that are respectively situated in Xinjiang and Liaoning. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows that global COVID-19 deaths have surpassed 700,000, while the case count has surpassed 18 million. The United States is by far the worst hit country with over 4.7 million cases, including more than 150,000 deaths. The fourth typhoon of the year has brought heavy downpours to Shanghai. The rainstorms triggered by Hagupit have caused waterlogging as deep as 120 centimeters in some areas. Over 600 flights at two airports in the city have been disrupted, along with train journeys, ferry lines, and bus lines. Hagupit has been downgraded to a tropical depression as it's leaving the region. 9 people have been confirmed dead after a warehouse collapsed in the provincial capital of Heilongjiang province. They were trapped when the structure in the city of Harbin collapsed on Tuesday evening. The premise belonged to a local food company. Its owner, Le Si and Le So, have been detained. The Walt Disney Company has reported significant quarterly loss in its fiscal third quarter due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The company's overall revenues in the period ending June 27th fell 42% year-on-year to less than $12 billion. Earnings per share for the quarter showed a loss of $2.6 compared to income of 79 cents in the prior year quarter.